You're listening to 98.1 The River, Homegrown with Christabel and the Johns. That one called Back to Tennessee. And before that, you heard Velvet Truck Stop with Sweet Release. Both of these have something going on in the Mountain Express this week. Velvet Truck Stop performing at the Day Jams for the Christmas Jam happening next weekend. And then Christabel and the Johns have a show coming up at the Grey Eagle along with our feature band of the evening, Woody Pines. And that's on December 9th. And we're talking about all of it with Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter for the Mountain Express in our Mountain Express Spotlight. Hello, Allie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. Christmas Jam is the first thing we need to cover. So much happening with it. And the Christmas Jam by Day shows as well just announced, and a little different than they have been in past years.
Right, yeah. Well, I think most people are familiar with the lineup. Of course, we all recently learned about the change with Drive-By Truckers. Not going to be there this year, but still a good lineup with Steve Miller Band. And Warren Haynes is introducing a new band. He just recently recorded a soul album at Willie Nelson Studio. And so the band that's going to be touring behind that is going to be performing, and Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers. So lots of great people there. And then, of course, the Christmas Jam by Day is probably really interesting for people into local music. All kinds of cool people performing in that, like Aaron LaFalce, who you know quite well.
I know, it's awesome.
He's going to be there, which is great. Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues just down the road from us. Bobby Miller and the Virginia Daredevils and Velvet Truck Stop, like you mentioned. Also Sanctum Sully, a bluegrass band, kind of making a name for themselves on the local scene.
Yeah, the Christmas Jam is going to be a lot of fun. And just to throw out there, 98.1 The River giving away tickets to the Christmas Jam, also giving away tickets to the Christmas Jam by Day shows, and we're going to be having a private studio AVL with Warren Haynes that you could win a chance to sit in on. So some really cool stuff that we're doing. Get an overview of the Christmas Jam when the Mountain Express hit stands on Wednesday. Let's also talk about Christabel and the Johns along with Woody Pines opening up at the Grey Eagle on December 9th. This is going to be a fun show that'll really get you dancing.
Definitely good for dancing, and that's perfect since the weather is a little bit chilly these days. But I think that this is a great matchup because both of these bands have this kind of vintage sound, sort of harkening back to the 20s, 30s. Really, they're both really different, but both kind of drawing from like ragtime and old blues and that kind of thing. Christabel's lots of fun to watch because of her outfits. And then, of course, the guys from Woody Pines, they're all adorable and they all have the old-timey suits. I just really enjoy both of these bands, and so I'm really looking forward to it. And this is a holiday show. I don't know exactly what that'll entail, but that is how it's being billed.
Yeah, I think Christabel and the Johns have some holiday music. I think that they're going to be performing. I'm not positive, but I think that's what's happening. And Woody Pines, actually, my feature band of the evening, so I'll be talking to him later in the hour, so we'll get a little bit more info on that show. Another thing coming out in the Mountain Express this Wednesday, Magnetic Field Theater opens December 8th. This is exciting.
It is exciting. It's a new 64-seat black box theater at the Glen Rock Depot. This building's just been completely redone down in the River Arts District. And this is created by Shaw Gray and Stephen Samuels and Kent Joins. And the theater also includes a cafe and a bar with a lunch and dinner menu. So all kinds of cool things happening. It actually, they kick off on the 8th of December with the 27th annual Bernstein Family Christmas Spectacular. Shows run from the 8th through the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. And you can just Google their website and get lots more information about what they're doing. Magnetic Field Theater.
Awesome. And Asheville Ballet Nutcrackers at Diana Wortham, December 10th, 11th, and 12th. We talked a little bit about the Nutcracker last week and some more festive things for the Christmas season coming up.
Right. This is a bit more traditional Nutcracker, the Nutcracker that everybody expects. This is an interesting one because Asheville Ballet has been doing this performance. I think they've been doing it specifically since 1996, and they draw in over 100 dancers from all over Western North Carolina. So it should just be lots of fun, and if you happen to know somebody who is a ballet dancer in the area, they very well could be in the show, so should be fun.
And one more thing to touch on that I kind of wish I would have talked about with the Christmas Jam, because it kind of coincides with that. Brian Haynes, who is the brother of Warren Haynes, is having an art opening at The Pulp on Thursday the 9th. They're going to have a reception as well.
Yes. Brian a lot of people know him from, if you've been in Asheville for a while, he used to own the record store Almost Blue, and he's also the father of Austin Haynes, who went on to be in the Ville Boys. But Brian's an artist in his own right. He collects all kinds of interesting found objects and paints on them, and then he also does his own paintings. So the Paul is going to have a collection of his paintings on wood, paintings on 45s, and just about anything else except canvas. And he'll show these original and found works. The show will actually be up through the end of January, but the opening reception is Thursday the 9th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, the reception could be cool, and I would bet that Warren Haynes might even be there.
It seems like a good bet.
You want to see some good art and have a good time? The Pulp on Thursday the 9th. Find out more about it in the Mountain Express hitting stands on Wednesday. That is our Mountain Express Spotlight of the Week with arts and entertainment reporter Allie Marshall. Thanks a lot, Allie, and we'll talk to you next week, girl.
Talk to you next week.
Remember, we have Woody Pines as our feature act of the evening. I'll be on the line with him talking music and what the band is up to, and also music from Aaron LaFalce on the way, and the Crop Dusters. Will get things started with Jay Brown. You're listening to 98.1 The River, Homegrown.